This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first address to the U.N. General Assembly today and wasted little time, only moments into his speech, to explain America's role in the future of the planet.
We've ended 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan. And as we close this period of relentless war, we're opening a new era of relentless diplomacy, of using the power of our development aid to invest in new ways of lifting people up around the world, of renewing and defending democracy, of proving that no matter how challenging or how complex the problems we're going to face, government by and for the people is still the best way to deliver for all of our people.
Earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the world to wake up to the greatest cascade of crises in our lifetimes. He pointed to the climate crisis and COVID-19, as well as an upheaval in numerous countries, including Afghanistan, Ethiopia, and Yemen. Guterres took aim at rich nations for what he called their lack of political will and selfishness in hoarding and, in some cases, wasting precious vaccine doses.
A surplus in some countries, empty shelves in others. A majority of the wealthier world vaccinated, over 90% of Africans still waiting for the first dose. This is a moral indictment of the state of our world. It is an obscenity. We passed the science test, but we are getting an F in ethics.
For more on the UN General Assembly, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.